Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Praise with CA here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Yes, indeed, it is Sunday morning. Sunday Morning Praise, March the 5th, 2023. I always want to remind you, you can go to my Facebook page, like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. You can go to contact information, and you can text a prayer. That's right, text a prayer to me. Copy, paste it, put it on your phone for contacts. Give me your name, state, or you can go anonymous and give me your prayer request. Or you can also Facebook message me on there too as well. And the old-fashioned way, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. 24/7, we will answer and respond within a matter of minutes for you. We are here to love and serve, working on our fourth year. Again, on all major networks, Amazon Music, Alexa, and let's see, what else we on? We on, goodness gracious, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, FM Radio. I mean, we're on everything, guys. Just Google me up and you'll find me there, okay? All right, well, I'm ready for some music, some praise, some worship. That was Michael W. Smith, The Wonderful Cross. Now we're going to hear The King is Coming by the vocal band, Bill Gaither and his vocal band. Listen to the words. Look toward that eastern sky one day. The King is coming. Good morning, Coffee Up with CA. Amen. Definitely indeed. I exalt thee, the great Phil Driscoll. And don't you just love that trumpet sound? I do too as well, friends. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Praise. I'm playing some songs that you're probably like, well, see, hey, you play those other ones over and over and over again, the new hits, but what about the oldies? Well, I'm playing them for you. See, I don't forget. We mix it up from time to time. Got a Chris Tomlin coming up, indescribable, here in just a second. But listen, maybe you're at a moment in your life to where you're kind of down and discouraged. Let me give you some encouragement this morning, okay? You woke up, you're realizing it's Sunday, and oh, Blue Monday. Well, let me tell you something. When you get up this morning, and you're looking in the mirror, okay, look at yourself and say, you know what? I am a child of the Most High God. The one and only God. He is my creator. He created my personality. He created me for who I am. He loves me. He cares about me. And today is going to be a good day. And no weapon formed against me will prosper. Just remember that. You know, Satan hates it when we call out scripture of what God has in the Bible. He hates it. He runs. He don't want to hear it. See, Satan wants to get you to be discouraged with God, to where you can take his side. But we don't want to take Satan's side. Satan is the defeated one. God is the victor. Remember that, all you believers and hopefully soon to be believers out there. All right, let's do it. Indescribable. Chris Tomlin, good morning. Haven't played this one in a long time. Get your praise on Sunday Praise with CA. Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
yeah, but my ego fights back, telling me that I'm ready to grab the wheel and take control. But I'll crash if I don't let myself let go. You put the X on my faded map. Draw me a line back to where you're at. Patient when I try to move too fast. I get this feeling. I get this feeling. I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I hear it calling like a compass in my soul. Selfish, cause callous hearts, they die hard like habits that I know I gotta break. Ain't it good to know the help is on the way?
Next.
So my question to you is what are you going to do? Well, it's time to praise the Lord, and we're doing it here on Sunday Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Guys, I'm getting so excited. We're just months away from the month of October, reaching our fourth year, reaching out and touching hearts. I am so blessed to have you guys as my listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you. We're up to about 3 million listeners now all across the world. Let me just give you some ideas real quick before we continue on. I want to personally thank my United States, the great USA people, our USO radio network overseas. I want to thank some listeners we have in Vietnam that are listening, maybe some of the military personnel there. Singapore, we want to thank you as well. Going down south, down under, I should say, we call it New Zealand. We got them all over, guys. I kid you not, they are all over. In fact, I even got some Ukrainians that are listening to me. I don't know how they are, but God bless you, and we hope that we're blessing you. Don't ever forget our U.S. military personnel. You know, most of y'all know that my son is a U.S. Marine. My dad's a U.S. Marine. My grandfather, he was in the World War II. He's gone home to be with the Lord in 2007. He was in the Navy. Of course, my dad served in the Vietnam and Korean War. And my parents, you know, they're getting ready to celebrate 58 years on their anniversary. And my dad, he probably wring my neck for saying this, is fixing to be 80 years old in August, which puts me at 57 in August. Dad's birthday is August the 10th, and my birthday is August the 20th. And I'm very thankful for the life that I have. I'm thankful. A lot of people my age ain't got their parents around. And I'm very thankful that God is keeping mom and dad, their love for each other, so strong. And I thank you, Jesus. And I just want to take some time to tell you, 58 years, incredible. My mom said when they reach 60, we're going to have a celebration. Amen to that. And we thank you, Jesus. I thank you for good godly parents and paving the way, and good godly grandparents on my mom's side that paved the way. And I had a good godly grandmother on my dad's side too as well. Okay, that being said, I know I kind of mouth off a lot. I've got a song here. You know, maybe you're going through something right now, and it just seems like it's seesaw. We've been there. Look, I've been there. You've been there. We call them seesaw moments. And maybe you're just trying to take that time. Maybe you're going to your prayer closet, and you're like, see, hey, what's a prayer closet? Well, don't actually have to be in a prayer closet. It can be in your car if you're driving. Just keep your eyes open and focus on your driving. Or pull over in a safe zone and have that talk with God. Let me tell you, He's right there. Or in your home, in the bedroom, shut the door, wherever it may be. Have time with God. I can't stress enough the importance, how important it is to have time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not like a 10-second prayer. I had one time someone tell me, they said, well, you pray a long time, don't you? I said, well, yeah, in Bible college and growing up in churches and stuff with my daddy and mom, church was fed into me a lot. Well, our newer generation, it's all podcasting and YouTubes and things, which hopefully we will get back on YouTube. I haven't really committed to that yet. I'm really looking to go back into that too as well. What I do is an outreach ministry. I want to love and serve, and yes, I do stuff for iHeartRadio, but I also have my own Christian podcast, yo, and I never ask for any monies. You can always share. I do all the comedies, all you new people out there. I do all the Christian comedies. I do The Deacon. I do Producer Dave and Bus Captain Bill, who will be making his return pretty soon. We got other new characters. I do all that. I even do all the producing here at the studio. Sometimes I'll have Producer Bryce to help me out, but the thing about it is I'm just blessed and highly favored with what God has done. I'm not saying my road has been an easy road. 2022, one day I hope I can share 2022 and part of 2023 has not been an easy road, especially last year. But you know what? God turned it around. I want you to listen to this song, one of my favorites. On Sunday Praise, I play it a lot for a lot of people. God turned it around. Matt, John Redrick, and Matt Meyer, listen to the words. Don't give up, whatever it is, job search or whatever, or maybe problems in your marriage or whatever it may be. God will turn it around. Give it to Him. Sunday Praise with CA. Praise right now this song with me.
Bring it on. turn this thing around. Gotta turn it around. Gotta turn it around. Gotta turn it around. I'm calling on the name. It changes everything.
That is a great song. That is Jackie Velasquez back in her younger years. I Will Rest in You. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Praise with CA here at Faith Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. It is a hot, muggy day. I tell you, we go between cold and hot, just like the stock market. Well, that's just the way life is. Okay, I've got two or three more songs I'm going to play. Then we're going to close out and lead in a prayer as we get ready to jumpstart our week. One of my favorites, and probably one of your favorites, God Is in the Story. This is Kathy Nicole and Big Daddy Weave. If I can get that going there. Okay. Stand by here, guys. I'll have to find that one on the next one. That happens sometimes when you got an error on the computer. Tell you what, let's go ahead and play this one with Stephen Curtis Chapman, Don't Lose Heart. I'll find it.
Another sleepless night, pray and hope comes with the morning light. Right now you're feeling like you've lost this fight, and fear is screaming out your name. So you say, God help me. Tell you all that I've learned to be true. Don't lose. temporary. We're gonna turn to glory beyond compare. So don't lose heart.
Fails.
is how I find my bed. This is how I find my bed. This is how I find my bed. This is how I find my bed. I'm surrounded by you.
Amen. You know, maybe you're hurting, and maybe you're just frustrated or disappointed, but I'm going to tell you, you cried out, Jesus, sweet Jesus, that is who you are. If you're stressed out this morning over finances, over your marriage, over your children, over your fiance, over your boyfriend or girlfriend, or whatever it may be, give it to God. Jesus, sweet Jesus, that is who you are. Maybe it's your job. Is it your job? Your boss driving you nuts? Jesus, this week, think that. Oh, sweet Jesus, that is who you are. You know what? If someone asks you, who do I work for? You work for your employer, but who you work for, number one, you work for God. Remember that. You're working for Him and you're helping Him build that kingdom and planting seeds, but you're working in a different fashion. See, your love for Jesus is what will make the world better. Because right now we live in a very evil atmosphere where our guardian angels are trying to protect us against the demon angels, the satanistic angels. Jesus, sweet Jesus, that is who you are. I encourage you, drill that in your mind this week. When you're stressed, it may be, you know, but you know that Jesus is right there. He's the Spirit. He can be everywhere. And He's right there and He loves you, okay? All right, just a little food for thought. Let's lead off in a prayer. Thank you, gang, for tuning in this morning on the Sunday Praise. All across the world, I love you guys. Appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And we got the resources if you need us. I told you the wrap, and if you need something, we're always here. So, dear Jesus, we lead off in prayer right now. Let's bow our heads. Dear Jesus, we thank you for all you do, Father God. We know that that is who you are. Jesus, that is who you are. And we love you. We thank you for everything you do. I pray you watch over God and protect us. Keep us ever so safe. Let us have a good week this week. And when things are stressful, we know we can count on you to de-stress us. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said in 110% total agreement, amen. All right, well, this is CA. I got to saddle up. I got to leave Faith Studio 1 in downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio, Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all have a great Sunday, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.